Friday, a slight chance of snow showers, mostly cloudy, high 35. You're listening to the Tri-County Herbie WZDO, FM 101, AM 1490.
Great music, informative news, and local information. Your Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Live from Walton tonight is Nate Lull with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. We're in warm-ups right now. It's the Walton boys hosting Sydney in a big-time MAC boys matchup tonight again here from Walton Central. I want to welcome you into the Butler Auto Sales Tip-Off Show. Butler has over 150 vehicles at two locations, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Kmart Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. Apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. Just a quick note before we talk about the boys' game. Before this game, the Walton girls defeated Sydney 59-38. High scores for Walton, 10 points for Lauren Frank. A very balanced scoring for the Walton girls tonight. 8 from Jordan Palmateer, as well as 8 from Olivia Harvey, 6 from Mackenzie Clough, and 6 from Grace Reinhardt in the victory over Sydney. The Sydney girls were led by 8 points from Hannah Gray, 6 from Crystal Bavar, and then 5 apiece from Tara Smith, as well as Haley Larson. So again, the Walton girls winning here, 59-38 over Sydney. So a lot of the schools in the MAC that have two gymnasiums will do what they call quad games, where they'll do the boys and the girls games at the same time. So the JV games are over in the other gymnasium, and the varsity games are here. So the girls played at 5:30. The boys will play at 7. We'll take a break. It's the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. It's the Walton boys hosting Sydney. I'm Nate Lull. Thanks for listening tonight. High School Hoops on CDO.
Butler Auto Sales in Sydney is growing, so we've increased inventory, service appointments, and our rental fleet to meet demand in 2019. We have two lots packed with over 150 vehicles. We're confident you'll find what you're looking for. Whether it's a heavy-duty truck or a fuel-efficient hybrid, Butler Auto Sales will get you financed. Our wide range of financing plans fit all budgets and all credit situations, and you can even apply online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. We've also added text to our top-notch service department. Snow tires, alignments, brakes, shocks, any repair at all. Butler is prepared to take care of it in a timely manner. Call 563-1522 for an appointment. And if you need a rental, we've expanded our clean, late-model rental fleet. Our rentals are just $35 a day with unlimited mileage. Let's face it, folks, no one has an inventory like Butler Auto Sales. So stop by Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. Check out our huge inventory online at butlerautosales.com.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back once again. Nate Lull with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by Sydney Federal Credit Union. At SFCU, it's banking easier. It's the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show as we come to you live from Walton Central School tonight. Butler has over 150 vehicles, two locations, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, and of course on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Kmart Plaza. Our Section 4 disclaimer is that this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. You know, I say this from time to time, but sometimes you can throw the records out when two teams get together. This is one of those matchups. Although this year both these teams are doing just fine in terms of overall and in the MAC standings. They're going to both make sectionals for sure, and they both still are very much alive in the top four opportunities for getting into the MAC playoffs. But these two teams, when they get together, it doesn't matter the sport, especially for boys, whether it's soccer, it's football, it's basketball, it's baseball, you name it. These two teams definitely have a rivalry with one another, and it goes back to last year. I think with a lot of these guys, they had some great battles late in the season and in the MAC playoffs. So the Walton boys were able to get past Sydney in the MAC semifinals and go on to win the MAC championship last year over Delhi. But there was a lot of controversy. There was a lot of people on both sides who were very heated up about those games last year, some overtime games, some late-game heroics on both sides. So I'm excited to see how it goes here tonight. Now, a lot of the faces have changed from last year, but a lot of the faces are still the same. So I'm very excited. Sydney has got to try to bounce back. They had a tough one at Green last Wednesday in a game we did here on WCDO. So they're looking to bounce back. They lost that game 55-40. Same thing is happening for UV or for Walton. They hosted UV on Friday in a game that many were saying was going to be one of the best of the year. And Walton, on their home floor, lost 55-26. So that was definitely a tough one. And Walton is looking to bounce back. Sometimes it's good when you have a game so fast right after a game like that, because you can just get back on the same page that you were before that. Because coming in, Walton was red hot. They've had some good victories, and they've played a very challenging schedule. Same thing for Sydney. Sydney's played a challenging schedule, and they've come away with some good wins. But it just shows how the top of the MAC right now for boys is pretty tough. UV is starting to kind of separate themselves, I would say, from the rest of the pack. But I think you have Green, you have Delhi, you have Walton, you have Sydney, who are definitely all still in the hunt right there, trying to get those 2, 3, 4 spots. And, you know, a couple of UV losses could certainly open things back up for the top spot as well. All right, we'll take a break. Again, it's the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. Butler has over 150 vehicles, 2 locations. Don't forget they can do rentals too, folks. $35 a day for rentals. Stop over. You got a trip coming up for work or for family vacation, something like that, or you got family coming in to town and you need something bigger, go over to Butler. You can get rentals $35 a day, and of course, some of the best selection in the area. You can apply for credit or see everything online at butlerautosales.com. We're going to take a break. We'll come back with the starting lineups. We'll pause for the national anthem and get you set for Walton and Sydney tonight here on WCDO.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Need a ride? We've got your ride at Butler Auto Rental on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. Choose from our big inventory of late model, low mileage, clean rental vehicles. If you have family in from out of town, need to travel a long distance, or need wheels because your car's being repaired after an accident, Butler Auto Rental has your ride. Cars and now minivans are just $35 a day with unlimited mileage. Butler will also bill your insurance company directly if you've been in an accident. Late model, low mileage, clean auto rentals. Cars and now minivans are just $35 a day with unlimited mileage at Butler Auto Rental. Call 563-1522. That's 563-1522. Visit online at butlerautosales.com.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lowe with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Here's our starting lineups. First for Sydney, senior number 3, Ryan Harris. Junior number 4, Liam Matthews. Junior number 5, John Pommetier. A senior number 15, Matt Hoskins. And a senior number 22, Mike Gravelin. For Walton, they have senior number 3, Jose Maribal. Senior number 10, Tommy McGuire. Senior number 11, Brett Charles. Senior number 24, Ethan Wood. And junior number 30, Dylan Jacob. We're underway. Sydney's going to win the opening tip. They are in the maroon uniforms tonight with the white trim. Says Sydney, white lettering across the front of the uniform. A left wing baseline jumper for Matt Hoskins is no good. Walton the rebound. Dylan Jacob trying to go coast to coast. It's punched out of bounds. Good defense by Pommetier to get back and slap it away. Walton is in the home whites tonight with the orange and the black trim. Says Walton in orange lettering across the front of the uniform there. So we're underway here tonight at WCS. Should be a good one. Here's Brett Charles on the inbounds pass, up and good. And the Warriors, well, I should say it's a battle of the Warriors here tonight. So the Walton Warriors take a 2-0 lead. Full court pressure here from Walton. Sydney will break. It was Ryan Harris. Left side down low. Liam Matthews up off the glass. Rattles one in. And so Liam Matthews, his first bucket of the night. We're tied up 2-2. Just 40 seconds in. Walton back down the floor on the left side in front of the Sydney bench, out of bounds. Jose Maribal couldn't handle the hot potato, and Sydney will get it back. So some full court pressure here coming from the Walton Warriors. Looks like a little 2-2-1 press, and Sydney is able to break it. Right side here for Hoskins. Will work it back up for Pommetier straight away for three. Left it short. Rebound for Maribal. Ahead now here for Dylan Jacob, and Walton is looking to run. Jacob will put on the brakes, dishes one far side, Brett Charles for three, dials it up too strong, rebound Liam Matthews. And this one is a track meet to start as Sydney is looking to break the press. Once again, they do with Liam Matthews, picked away from behind though, and Dylan Jacob again back up the floor. In the paint, lost it out of bounds, and possession will go back to Sydney. So very frantic pace to start this one with 6:40 to go in the first quarter. Again, it's 2-2 between Walton and Sydney. Both teams coming off tough league losses last week. Sydney against Green and Walton against UV. And so they're looking to right the ship here tonight. Here is Ryan Harris, intercepted by Walton. A couple of steals right off the bat. Walton trying to take it to the bucket here with Ethan Wood. He's fouled, lost out of bounds again. Ball back to Sydney. 6:25 to go in the first quarter. We're tied 2-2 between Walton and Sydney. The boys' game here tonight. Sydney back up the floor, right wing side across the midcourt timeline. Back for John Pommetier. He gets right into the paint, now goes out for Harris. Pump fake, steps in, 15-footer, left side, too strong. Rebound is out of bounds. Last touch by Liam Matthews. Walton will get it back. Again, our girls' contest tonight went to the Walton Warriors as they defeat Sydney by a score of 59-38. So that was the girls' game, which was played at 5:30 tonight. Walton with the basketball, right side of the floor, and they'll pass one here for Jose Maribal, who's a good streaky shooter. Steps back at the foul line, can't get it to go. Just left it a little short. And Sydney's Mikey Gravelin with the rebound. Ahead now for Pommetier. Pommetier now back for Ryan Harris at the foul line. Turnaround shot is blocked by Maribal. Ahead now, Dylan Jacob. Jacob in transition. Finds Tommy McGuire, and he'll bank in a three from the left side. He shakes his head like, whoops, didn't mean to do that, but hey, they all count. McGuire gets it to go, and it is Walton 5 and Sydney 2 with 5.5 to go in the first quarter. Sydney, right side of the floor. Again, they go right to left. Matthews for Hoskins. Little give and go. Down low here for Harris. He makes the cut on the baseline and finishes it off. So Ryan Harris, his first basket of the night. It's Walton 5 and Sydney 4. Into the corner for Tommy McGuire. He dials up another three-pointer. Splashes it from downtown. McGuire with back-to-back threes. And it is an 8-4 lead for the Walton boys over Sydney with 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Another steal by Walton at midcourt. This press is wreaking havoc. McGuire into the corner. Can he get another one? Yes. Big time three for Tommy McGuire. He's got 9, and Walton opens it up 11-4 with 4:45 to go in the first quarter. Pommetier gets across the Warriors logo at midcourt. Walton is feeling it, shooting a three ball, but Mikey Gravelin is the answer here for Sydney as he hits a three ball in front of the Walton bench on the right side. It's 11-7 with 4.5 to go in the first quarter. Here is Dylan Jacob, sets up the offense for the Walton Warriors. Now they find Brett Charles, chest pass to Tommy McGuire, who again has hit three straight three-pointers. Back for Jose Maribal at the top of the key. Maribal in the paint. He is tripped as he tried to go in along the right wing side. And this will be our first foul of the night. This will be on Matt Hoskins, his first, team's first. With again 4:20 to go first quarter, it's the Walton boys leading at home 11-7 over visiting Sydney. They'll work it into Brett Charles. He's back near midcourt. We'll find Tommy McGuire now for Dylan Jacob, closely guarded here by Gravelin. Sydney is in the man-to-man. Here is Jacob, gets around the screen, wants to go down low on the baseline, works one back out for Wood. Right side, three ball is too strong this time. Harris with a rebound. So Sydney trying to survive that little surge that Walton had where McGuire hit three straight three-pointers. With 3:55 to go in a fast-moving first quarter, here's Gravelin near midcourt. Will direct one down into the corner looking for Liam Matthews. Stolen away again. Too many turnovers here for Sydney. Left side of the floor for Jose Maribal. Puts on the brakes. Thought about a three. Thought better of it. Didn't pull the trigger. Finds a cutting Dylan Jacob at the left low block. Tries to put it up. And we'll have a jump ball as he is tangled up there with Mikey Gravelin. Possession arrow will keep it Wood Walton with 3:40 to go in the first quarter. Walton will look to get it in. Here is Dylan Jacob on the baseline. Has to lob one up for Tommy McGuire. Left side. We'll work it back for Jose Maribal. Again, 3.5 to go first quarter. Walton boys leading Sydney 11-7. Thanks for joining me here tonight on WCDO. Little baseline cut here for Ethan Wood. His shot is no good. And a foul on the rebound on Liam Matthews. That was a loose ball on the right side of the floor. McGuire was going for it for Walton. Matthews for Sydney. McGuire got there first. Matthews gets the foul. 3:25 to go first quarter. First foul on Liam Matthews for Sydney, and the team second. Walton leads 11-7. Here is Dylan Jacob, right side of the floor, wants a three, gets around the pick, fires it up, and scores. Dylan Jacob, his first points of the night are a three from deep, and it's 14-7 with 3:10 to go in the first quarter. Sydney works their way back down the floor, right side for Palmateer. Chest pass to the high post for Matthews. Back for Palmateer, right side in front of the Walton bench. Into the corner now for Ryan Harris, who tried a quick pass to the interior, but it was knocked away by Brett Charles and out of bounds. So 3 minutes to go, first quarter. Again, Walton boys leading by 7, 14-7. And here is Liam Matthews inbounding in front of the Walton bench. We'll go to Gravelin, left side of the floor as Sydney goes right to left. Gravelin with a chest pass, far side, Palmateer. Palmateer setting up shop, looking for a cutter, finds Harris left side, steps out beyond the arc, now into the corner for Gravelin. Quick ball movement back to Matthews, left side for the jumper, too short on that one, rebound for Maribal as he skies for that one. Maribal in transition, baseline, left side, slashes to the hoop, knocked out of bounds, last touch by Maribal, and back to Sydney. So he did everything but finish on that. 2:38 to go, first quarter. 14-7 to score. Sydney with the basketball in the backcourt. They'll work it ahead now for Hoskins. Hoskins back for Palmateer for Gravelin at the top of the key. Back for Palmateer on the right side. Bounce pass here for Harris at the top of the key. Three-point line extended into the corner for Gravelin. Fires up a three. Too strong. Matthews is there to clean it up. His rebound won't go. Second chance also won't go down. Rebound for Brett Charles of Walton. Walton Warriors back up the floor with 2:10 to go. First quarter, they lead 14-7. Here is Dylan Jacob, baseline right side, whips one into the corner now for Brett Charles. They'll work it around the top of the clock here for Maribal. Into the paint, had his pocket picked by Palmateer. Outlet pass ahead for Harris. Harris goes up for the left-handed layup and gets it in just in time as Dylan Jacob was streaking back to try to get that, but Harris was there in plenty of time to put it in. Walton 14 and Sydney 9, a fast-moving first quarter with a minute 40 left. Nate Lull with you tonight here on WCDO. Glad to have you along. Walton dishes it down low. A great no-look pass there from Dylan Jacob to Brett Charles. And he finishes it off. And it is 16-9. Walton is on top of Sydney with a minute 20 to go first quarter. Harris again. Oh, I thought Harris was going to say that he, or find out that he did lose the ball there, but they're going to say it's a foul on Walton in the meantime on Ethan Wood. And so this will be the first foul on Walton tonight, first on Ethan Wood as well. It was kind of a 50-50 ball, so I thought when Harris started to come down with it and then it popped free that it was going to be a steal for Walton, but that was not the case. Levi Green will come in, Matt Hoskins to the bench. Sydney will keep possession. Gravelin will inbound it on the baseline here for Sydney. And the Sydney Warriors will get it into the left-wing corner for Liam Matthews. Again, Sydney's in the maroon with the white trim tonight going right to left. Left wing side of the floor. Now it's a steal. Harris gave that one away. Here's Tommy McGuire trying to go coast to coast. Lays it up and in. Tommy McGuire with a big first quarter. He's got 11 of Walton's 18 points, and Walton leads 18-9. Palmateer tries to go to the rack. It's blocked. Gets his own rebound. Second chance won't go. And back up the floor for Walton. McGuire thinks about a three. Fires it up. It won't go. Liam Matthews Windex is the glass, pulls down a rebound. We're under a minute to go. 50 seconds left. Harris threads the needle and finds Levi Green back door, but it's punched out of bounds just as he goes up for the layup. Possession stays with Sydney. So Walton leads 18-9, 45 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Sydney again with a baseline inbounds pass. Here's the opportunity, and they'll feed it into Palmateer at the top of the key. Now for Levi Green in the corner, tries to punch it inside. Therefore, Leah Matthews, jump ball as he gets tied up. Possession arrow keeps it with Sydney with 42 seconds to go in the first quarter. Again, Walton leading 18-9 here on their home floor against visiting Sydney tonight here in boys action. Walton girls won 59-38 in the 5:30 tip-off tonight. A little doubleheader action for you. Here is Gravelin, top of the key. 30 seconds to go in the quarter. Gravelin slashes down low, lost control of it. 2-on-1 for Walton if they can hurry. Here's McGuire trying to go coast-to-coast, lays it up, can't get it to go, but he's fouled with 25 ticks left there by Levi Green. So Walton is really pushing the tempo and looking to get out and run. And this will be Tommy McGuire already with 11 points tonight, hit three straight three-pointers to really give Walton some separation to start off in the first quarter. First shot from McGuire, rattles in and out, hit the left side, then the right, and popped out. 25 seconds to go in the quarter. McGuire leads all scores with 11 points. Brett Charles with 4 for Walton. On the other side, Ryan Harris with 4 for Sydney. Second shot is up and good, so McGuire goes 1 out of 2. He's got 12 points. 25 seconds to go in the quarter, and Walton leads 19-9. Up the floor for Levi Green. Little cross-court pass now for Ryan Harris down low, and he'll travel. With 17 seconds left, shot clock should be off here, and Walton can play for the last shot if they want. Walton's going to let it roll up the floor here. Sydney isn't aware, so it does get near midcourt before they pick it up. This will give them a couple extra seconds to work with. They go to Brett Charles, right side, down to 10 seconds. Charles running the offense. Goes Dylan Jacobs straight away, three, rattled in and out. Rebound here for Ethan Wood, lost it, and stepping out of bounds after he stole it was Palmateer. So 2.6 seconds left. Walton will have it on the inbounds on the baseline. They lead 19-9. Let's see if they can get off a shot here. McGuire into the corner, Brett Charles. Back for McGuire, and he's in no man's land and can't fire it up. End of the first quarter, it's Walton leading 19-9. We'll be back second quarter coming up on WCDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Hey, welcome back, folks. 19-9 is the score as we start the second quarter here in Walton. I'm Nate Lowe. Thanks for joining me here tonight. A big thanks to Jim Tomeo back in our Sydney Main Street studios. He's our in-game producer. And we're glad to have you along on the radio or on WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. The score is the Walton boys leading Sydney 19-9. Straightaway three-pointer here for Walton from Tommy McGuire is off the mark. Jose Maribal with a rebound, a little up and under, and he's fouled. And he'll head to the line to shoot two. And the foul is going to be on Levi Green, his second, team's second. Actually, no, team's fourth, excuse me. Here's the foul situation. Sydney with four as a team, Walton with one. Maribal steps in, first shot is good. Story of the game so far is Tommy McGuire for Walton. 12 points, he hit 3 three-pointers all in a row in that first quarter to really give Walton some separation. Second shot for Maribal is good, and Walton leads 21-9 with 7.5 to go in the second quarter. Here is Palmateer to midcourt for Liam Matthews, and a bounce pass back to Palmateer into the corner. No, it was kicked there by Dylan Jacob and out of bounds. This has a similar feel to the games last year. Walton, you know, in a bunch of those games between Walton and Sydney, got to an early lead, and then Sydney was able to come back in the second half. Some late game heroics. We had overtime. Both teams were neck and neck. It was great. So kind of a similar feel as Walton jumps ahead 21-9 with 7.5 to go in the second quarter here so far tonight. Dylan Jacob will pass to the far side for Morgan Condon. Condon down low, who's into the game now for Tommy McGuire. Back out for Brett Charles. Walton is not afraid to use the bench. They'll play 8 or 9 deep for sure. McGuire, left side, spots up for another three. Now he's gone cold after hitting 3 in a row. Harris with a rebound. Too much spice on that one. And Sydney back forward. Into the corner now for Levi Green. Gets a hot pass there from Palmateer. Into the corner now. Has to work it back up. No, stolen away here by Dylan Jacob. Takes it coast to coast and lays it in. Dylan Jacob was feasting on that one. He saw that they were trying to get it back to the top of the key. He picked it off and went coast to coast. And it is Walton 23 and Sydney 9 with 6:40 to go in the second quarter. Palmateer on the baseline. Tries to get to the rim. He's blocked out of bounds there by Morgan Condon. Somehow it stays in play, and Dylan Jacob will take off with it. Finds Maribal, left side. As again, Walton's in the home white with the orange and the black trim going left to right. Now a steal by Liam Matthews at midcourt. Matthews wants to take it in. Can't get the layup to go. And then Levi Green is called for a foul after Brett Charles boxed him out on the rebounds. That's going to be, I believe, yes, the third personal foul here on Levi Green. Hoskins is going to come back in. Green comes to the bench. That's the fifth foul on Sydney as a team here in the first half. Walton only with one. Tough break there for Sydney. They had a steal and a good look at a layup. That wouldn't go down, and it results in a foul. So that's a tough pill to swallow right there if you're Sydney. Walton with the ball back up the floor here for Dylan Jacob. He's in front of the Sydney bench. Now will reverse here for Tommy McGuire. Pump fakes. Gets into the paint, lost it. Hoskins was there to steal it. Bodies flying everywhere. Maribal takes it back, puts it up, won't go. Rebound for Condon on the second chance, and he buries it. Bodies were flying. Referees didn't call anything, and Walton comes away with it to make it 25-9 with 5:50 to go in the second quarter. So Walton the other night only scored 26 points. I'm told they had a very cold shooting night against UV, and they lost that ball game. 55-26. Tonight in the first half, they already have 25, so they're definitely getting out and getting after it here. Gravelin will reverse to the far side for Palmateer. Sydney has it on the right wing. Back left wing side for Mikey Gravelin. His three ball is too strong. Too much mustard on that one. Rebound and a head down for Dylan Jacob. Coast to coast. This time it won't go. Rebound is knocked out to Jose Maribal. He fires up from downtown, buries it. Jose Maribal for three. And he's got five, and Walton is pumping this lead up to 28-9 with 5:10 to go in the second quarter. Sydney has to find a way to answer. At one point, this game was 11-7, and all of a sudden, it is 28-9. Quite a run here by the Walton Warriors. Gravelin at the top of the key, feeds one down low for Liam Matthews, reversing to the far side for Palmateer. Palmateer back for Gravelin, top of the key, lobs one into the corner for Harris. 10 on the shot clock for Sydney. Harris, double-teamed. Whips one back out. Now they zip it across here for Palmateer. Five on the shot clock. They're going to have to force one up into the corner now for Hoskins. He's aware. Turns around, shoots it short. Walton with a rebound. Walton doing a great job on the glass. Ahead with a long bounce pass from Brett Charles. It was kicked by Palmateer. We'll have a whistle with 4.5 to go in the first half. Timeout is taken here by the Walton Warriors. They lead 28-9 with 4.5 to go in the second quarter. I'm Nate Long. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Matt's Auto of Otigo is proud to support local high school sports on WCDO. Matt's Auto is just outside of Otigo on County Road 7, a short drive from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto provides quality general service and repair. They can do it all. Oil changes, brakes, tires, tune-ups, suspension work, engine repair, and they offer computer diagnostic testing. Matt's Auto has been in business since 1994 and is a local shop you can trust. Call 988-9264. That's 988-9264. Or stop by on County Road 7. Just down from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto of Otigo, 988-9264.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment. And we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town Area High School Sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
Out of the timeout, folks, Walton will fire up a three ball left side for Dylan Jacob. No good. Rebound, Maribal with the tip drill, puts it in, and he's fouled. Jose Maribal with 7 points, and he's looking to complete the old-fashioned three-point play here at the line. Let's take you back through that one, do a little instant replay. The inbounds pass went to Dylan Jacob. He put up the three. It wouldn't go. Maribal was right there, midair, tipped it in, and he was fouled, and now he makes the foul shot. So he's got 8, and it's 31-9. Walton on top with 4:20 to go in the second quarter. It has been all Walton Warriors here. Here is Hoskins on the baseline. Now for Liam Matthews. He tosses it up and can't get it to go, but he is fouled. Team foul situation, 6 on Sydney, 1 on Walton. This will be their second. And we'll see who the foul is on. This one going to be on Jose Maribal, his first. Liam Matthews trying to get some momentum back going for Sydney, and his first shot is good. So Liam Matthews now with 3 points. Gets Sydney into double figures, and it's 31-10. Second shot for Matthews is good, and he now has 4 points. So it's Walton 31 and Sydney 11 here in a boys' MAC contest tonight at WCS. Right side of the floor now for Dylan Jacob. Tried to zip one across, and it was taken away, blocked there by Liam Matthews. Sydney with the ball. Now for Ryan Harris. Goes in, and Brett Charles blocked him, and they'll say he got him on the arm on the way up with 4 minutes to go before the halftime break. Walton fans didn't like it. Harris will go to the line to shoot 2. First foul on Brett Charles, 3rd on Walton as a team, and Harris will settle in to shoot 2. First shot for Harris is too strong. Again, with 4 minutes to go in the second quarter, Sydney trying to find a way to get back in this ball game. It was close early before a big surge by Walton pushed them ahead. Second shot from Ryan Harris is good. He's got a team best 5 points. And it is Walton 31 and Sydney 12 with 3:50 to go before the halftime break. Now a steal by Harris. This could help. 2-on-1. Harris fakes the pass, tries to take it to the rim. This time he is blocked, and it was clean there by Brett Charles. Walton in transition. Back for Tommy McGuire. Does he have another one in there? No, this one is short. Rebound is tipped up and in by Dylan Jacob. He has 7 points. And it's 33-12. Walton is just really working hard on the glass. That's been a big difference. Sydney in transition. Pass on the right side of the floor is knocked out of bounds, ricocheted out. Last touch by Walton. Gravelin will inbound it for Sydney with 3:25 to go in the second quarter. Gravelin on the baseline finds Harris. Thought about a 10-footer on the left baseline. Thought better of it. Gets into the paint. He's double-teamed. Picked up his dribble. Finds Palmateer right side. Walton is just swarming on defense here. Back out Palmateer. Steps back for 3. Can't get it to go. Matthews with the rebound. And it slipped through his fingers. Out of bounds and back to Walton. Walton's done a great job on the glass. They've been very feisty on defense. They're looking to get out and run. This has all the signature marks of, hey, we had a bad Friday. We had a Saturday practice. We got a Monday game, and we're back on what we like to do. And here is Dylan Jacob with a pull-up jumper in the paint, and he gets it to go. He's got 9. Everybody's hitting tonight for Walton. And it's 35-12 with 2:50 to go in the second quarter. Heck of a first half here for the Walton Warriors. Down low for Liam Matthews, gets to the right low block. His layup won't go. And another one and done for Sydney as Walton gets the rebound. Here is Maribal, tries to go to the high post, slapped out of there, but Walton holds on to it. Hoskins was playing good D, but it bounced right back to Maribal. Here is McGuire, top of the key, reverses right side for Condon. Condon will chest pass far side Maribal. Didn't pull the trigger, goes back to Condon, into the corner now for Dylan Jacob. Fires one across for Tommy McGuire. Coming up on 5 on the shot clock. Back out Brett Charles straight away from the foul line. No good. Rebound. Pinballs around. Sydney comes away with it for Harris. Harris across midcourt. Dribbles between his legs. Stops. Finds Palmateer left side. Sydney usually loves the three-pointer, but a kind of extended 2-3 zone has taken away a lot of those looks. Walton's tall. They're lanky. And they've just really hustled to the spots where Sydney usually likes to shoot from. Minute 50 to go in the second quarter. Sidney will throw this one away. Gravelin thought somebody was going to the corner on that offensive play, and nobody was there, and it sails out of bounds. So it's Walton leading the Sidney boys 35-12 as we come up on a minute and a half to go in the second quarter. Here is Dylan Jacob. Bounce pass through the paint. Was looking for Brett Charles, and it rolls out of bounds. Boy, Dylan Jacob, we know he's a quarterback in football, and he's a tremendous athlete, but boy, when he throws you a pass, you had better be ready for it. That thing has got some zip on it for sure. And a couple times tonight, guys just haven't been ready for it. It's gone right through their hands. Here is Hoskins on the right baseline, pulls up and shoots and scores. So Matt Hoskins gets it to go. Wish he would look to shoot a little more. He's got a good-looking shot. Minute 15 to go in the second quarter. It is Walton 35 and Sidney 14. Right side of the floor for McGuire. Into the corner for Condon. Now back to McGuire. Walton works it far side, left side. Now they go right into the corner for Condon again. He fires a three ball. And everything is falling tonight here for the Walton Warriors as he splashes one from three-point land. And it is 38-14. With 55 seconds to go in the second quarter. Here's Harris, steps up for two. That's an air ball. Rebound for Dylan Jacob. Jacob left side in front of the scorer's table, puts on the brakes, now finds Condon in transition, lays it up and in. Morgan Condon's got 7 points, and he'll go to the line. And this is just all-out Walton right now. They lead 40-14 with 45 seconds to go in the second quarter. Walton's going to go to the bench. McGuire and Maribal will get a break. Brett Charles will get a break. Cody Ray comes in, as well as Kyle Wright and Isaac Vesterfelt. So Walton is able to go to the bench early with such a big lead. Condon can't get the shot to go. Vesterfelt with the rebound. Back out for Cody Ray. 40 seconds to go in the second quarter. Walton boys lead 40-14. Here's Dylan Jacob. Finds Condon again. Same spot in the corner. This time it rattles out. Rebound here for Kyle Wright. Jump ball is the call, and Hoskins got his mitts on it as well. Possession arrow is going to keep it with Walton with 30 seconds left in the half. And so Dylan Jacob will look to inbound it here on the baseline. Officials are going to get together, have a quick word here. They're looking at the scoreboard. I think maybe just double-checking the arrow. Appears that Walton will stay with it. Stay tuned. We'll have our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up for you as well. It's just a couple of minutes. Ball bounces off the hands there of Ryan Harris, who was playing some good defense on Dylan Jacob as they tried to trap him in the corner. 26 seconds to go in the half. And Dylan Jacob will have it at half court. Now they'll find Kyle Wright. Walton can play for the last shot if they want. Shot clock is off. They'll go to the corner, pull up here for the Warriors. The shot from Kyle Wright is no good. Another rebound. That's one by Vesterfelt. Now it's taken away as he had his pocket pick. Leah Matthews takes it up and in. And Matthews now with a team best 6 points. It is Walton 40 and Sidney 16. 5 seconds left. Here's Dylan Jacob. Wants a three. Pump fakes at the buzzer. Left it short. Cody Ray with the rebound. No, it went in, but they'll say it was after the buzzer. So our halftime score is the Walton boys leading Sidney 40-16. We'll have our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up here on WCDO. Stay tuned.
This year, switch to Marabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Marabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Marabito, where our people make energy different.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sidney Auto Body. With the arrival of cold weather come slick roads and wandering deer. Unfortunately, those things cause accidents. And if you have an accident, I hope you will consider Sidney Auto Body. For over 55 years, we have provided quality repair services on thousands of vehicles. Only qualified, trained professionals work on your vehicle. We treat your vehicle like it's our own, and it doesn't leave our shop unless it meets my approval. Remember, after an accident, it's your choice when choosing an auto body repair shop. And I hope you'll give Sidney Auto Body the opportunity to help make things better. We're located on 21 Union Street in Sidney. Call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Jake's Deli on Main Street in Otigo is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. Make sure to check out Jake's for their famous subs. You won't be disappointed. Jake's has a full deli with cold cuts, homemade salads, meat platters, and more. Plus, they have all the groceries, snacks, and drinks you need. So stop into Jake's Deli at 401 Main Street in Otigo today. Call in your sub order at 988-2709. That's 988-2709. Jake's Deli is open Monday through Friday from 5 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturdays from 6 to 5, and Sundays from 6 to 1. Good luck, area athletes, from Jake's Deli of Otigo.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that is second to none. Butler Auto Sales has the biggest selection of vehicles in the area on two lots in Sydney with almost every make and model available. And remember, guaranteed credit approval at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7 Riverside, Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. Shop online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, folks. Halftime here at Walton. The Walton boys on top of Sydney, 40-16. Heck of a great first half here shooting the basketball for the Walton Warriors. It's time now for the Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Remember, when you use your Mirabito Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. See for yourself at Mirabito. Call them at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. And that's a good number to keep handy. Looks like we're going to be in for another week of cold weather here. Want to make sure you got everything filled up from the car all the way to your fuel oil at home. This weekend looks like maybe some snow coming our way as well. So make sure you keep that number handy for Mirabito. 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. I'm kind of one of those guys, you know, some people agree with me, some people don't. I'm not a huge fan of the snow. For me, it makes getting the games hard, cancellations, everything like that. I mean, yes, it's beautiful. I love it. But I love to ski and things like that. But in terms of what it does to the local sports schedule, sometimes it's hard. So, hey, if it wants to come on the weekend, I guess I can be okay with that. So, but then you got to plow the driveway and all that stuff, right? So Doug Decker and I always joke at the station, hey, you don't have to shovel rain, right? You don't have to shovel that like you do with snow. So we'd rather it rain if it's going to do anything. Again, our halftime score, the Walton boys leading Sydney 40-16. Here's our scoring summary. 12 points for Walton's Tommy McGuire. He hit 3 three-pointers in a row, and that just burst the doors wide open. Dylan Jacob with 9 points, Jose Mirabal with 8, Morgan Condon with 7, Brett Charles with 4 for Walton. On the other side for Sydney, 6 points for Liam Matthews, 5 for Ryan Harris, 3 for Mike Gravelin, 2 for Matt Hoskins. At one point in the game, it was 11-7, and it was close before that. Walton hit those 3 threes. They were up 11-2. Sydney chipped it back to 11-7, and then it was just the floodgates opened. You know, Tommy McGuire kind of got the ball rolling, but then it was Jose Mirabal, then it was Dylan Jacob, then it was Morgan Condon just finding ways to score and get the job done. So this looks like a Walton team that is not happy about the way they played against UV on Friday night when they lost here on their home floor. Sydney lost to Green in the middle of last week, and they just have to find a way to keep trucking here and try to get back in this ball game one possession at a time. So we'll take a break. The Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report, 40-16 is the score. The Walton boys are on top of Sydney here on WCDO.
This year, switch to Mirabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Mirabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Mirabito, where our people make energy different.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
Heat tape for water pipes, insulated chimney systems, and stovepipe. This winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Insulation, rock salt, snow shovels, outdoor work gloves, and traction sand too. So this winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Since 1920, local folks have relied on Jessef House Building Supplies in downtown Sydney Center. Three generations of quality service to the Tri-County area. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything. Call 369-3051.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
It's the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report here in Walton. The Walton boys leading Sydney 40-16. Our high scorers so far tonight: Tommy McGuire leads Walton with 12 points, Liam Matthews with 6 points, Ryan Harris with 5 on the other side for Sydney. I won't have a game on the radio tomorrow night, but I will be somewhere providing Twitter updates. I haven't decided where I want to go yet tomorrow night, so check in for that. And on Wednesday, you're going to want to mark the calendar. It's the BG Girls hosting Unitigo. I can go ahead and say it's probably one of the biggest MAC girls games of the year. So if you're somewhere in the area and you can get there, that'll be a 7:15 tip on Wednesday down in Bainbridge. Two teams that are just absolutely fantastic. I watched BG Girls on Saturday. I took a trip out to Elmira Notre Dame, and they put up 78 points. They put it on Elmira Notre Dame, and Abby Selfridge had 39 points. So they're coming in red hot. Unitigo's undefeated. That's a game you're going to want to tune into, or just even better, go watch on Wednesday down in Bainbridge. We'll take one more break. We'll come back with the start of the third quarter. The Walton boys leading Sydney 40-16 at the half. We'll be back on CDO.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back. We get you set for the start of the third quarter. The Walton boys leading up 40-16. We'll see what kind of energy Sydney comes out with here to start the second half. This is a team, you know, coming into this game, these are two evenly matched teams. It's just that Walton has put their foot on the gas, and they have not been denied. And Sydney, at times, has just looked a little sluggish here tonight. So we'll see if Sydney can get it going and maybe make a little comeback here as we start the third quarter. Still a lot of basketball left to be played. Left side of the floor for Levi Green. Green will work it into the corner, tries to dial up a three-pointer. That one's off the mark. Liam Matthews with the rebound, puts it up and rolls all the way around the rim. Won't go. Another opportunity for Matthews is good. So Liam Matthews now with 8 points, and it's 40-18. Sydney's going to go with a little full-court pressure. Palmateer is on the bench. Levi Green is in. Palmateer has some tape on a couple of his fingers. I think maybe he jammed them early in the first quarter. So Levi Green is going to get the call here instead of Palmateer to start the second half. Walton with the ball. They'll take it down low to the right low block here for Ethan Wood, and he puts it in. So Sydney going left to right to start the second half, and Walton will be going right to left. Sydney, is in the maroon uniforms tonight with the white trim. Walton's in the home whites with the orange trim. Into the corner now for Mikey Gravelin. Gravelin picks up his dribble, will find Liam Matthews into the paint, wants to take it right to the rim, and he's fouled. And this is where Sydney could find a way to get back into it, because they got some slashers between Matthews as well as Gravelin and, of course, Ryan Harris as well. They have some speed, and they can get to the rim, and if they could get some Walton players in foul trouble, you could chip away at this lead at the line. First shot from Matthews, that won't help. Too strong and no good. So 6:55 to go, third quarter. It is Walton leading 42-18. Second shot for Matthews, again too strong. He goes 0 for 2. Mirabal with a rebound. Jose Mirabal back up the floor. Stops, will find Wood into the corner now for Tommy McGuire. Sydney has to know where he is. McGuire to the top of the key now for Brett Charles. Back into the hands of Mirabal now for Dylan Jacob. Jacob spots up. They leave him wide open for three, and he buries it. Dylan Jacob, it was like nobody was wanted to guard him, and he steps up and hits it. And so it's 44-18. Walton on top of Sydney. Gravelin gets across midcourt, finds Ryan Harris. Harris with the ball, chest pass now for Liam Matthews. Bounce pass for Levi Green. Green is going one-on-one here with Dylan Jacob, and they're going to call a reach-in on Dylan Jacob on kind of a 50-50 ball. I think Green had lost control of it a little bit, and reaching in to grab it was Dylan Jacob, but they say they got him on the wrist. Harris will come to the bench. Palmateer is going to come in now. Again, with 6:20 to go, third quarter, the Walton boys leading 44-18. Here is Levi Green, straight away, three-point line extended. Now in front of the Sydney bench for Hoskins. Passes back door for Liam Matthews, and he tried to get a bounce pass on the baseline, and it was just nowhere even close to a Sydney cutting Mikey Gravelin, and it rolls out of bounds. So 6 minutes to go, third quarter, Walton in transition. And Dylan Jacob will hit one off here for Brett Charles. He lays it up and in. Charles with six. Boy, they make that look easy. 5:50 to go, third quarter. It is Walton 46 and Sydney 18. Left side of the floor for Palmateer. Palmateer will now find Liam Matthews. Top of the key, bounce pass to the high post for Hoskins. Back out, Levi Green. Straight away three, banks it in. The bank is open for Levi Green, and he gets it to go. So a three ball there from Levi Green cuts this Walton lead to 46-21. Here is Wood. Back out Brett Charles. Dr. J finger roll through the paint. Up and good for Brett Charles. He now has 8 points, and Walton with another answer. It's Walton 48, Sydney 21 with 5:15 to go, third quarter. Across the midcourt timeline, here is Gravelin. Chest pass far side, Palmateer. Palmateer now back to Gravelin. Looking for options. They try to pass it to the far side, stolen by Tommy McGuire, but right back to Gravelin as he couldn't quite get his mitts on that one to hold on to it securely. So Sydney comes back away and never crossed across half court. Here is Palmateer. They did get a fresh shot clock there. So 20 seconds to go on the shot clock now for Gravelin, and he shoots an air ball from the left side. It rolls out of bounds, and we'll go back to the Walton Warriors. With 4:45 to go in the third quarter, it's 48-21. Here's Walton across midcourt, dishing one down low for Brett Charles. He is fouled by Matt Hoskins. Good pump fake there by Brett Charles to get Hoskins in the air, and then he leaned into him as he went up. Couldn't get the layup to go, but will step to the line for two. So first shot coming here for Brett Charles at the line, and the senior has 8 points. And this one is too strong here for Charles. Second shot coming. Again, Walton boys looking to bounce back from a loss to Unadilla Valley right here at Walton last Friday, where they lost 55-26, but they have looked much better tonight. Second shot is up and good for Charles. He now has 9 points. Very balanced scoring for the Walton Warriors tonight. They lead 49-21. Gravelin in the paint. Lobs one out far side for Matthews. Now back for Gravelin. Gravelin to Matthews in the paint. And slices and dices his way through the defense, puts it up and good, and in. And so it's good there. He's got 10 points. And it's 49-23 with 4:10 to go in the third quarter. Here is Mirabal, and a block is called on Hoskins with 4:10 to go in the third. So here's our team foul situation. That's going to be the second, actually the third on Hoskins, and the second team foul on Sydney. So both teams with two team fouls each. Mirabal to the line. First shot is good. So Jose Mirabal with 9. So you have McGuire with 12. Charles and Mirabal with 9. Jacob with 12 as well. Morgan Condon with 7. So So again, there's that balanced scoring for Walton. Jose Mirabal looking to get into double figures here from the charity stripe. This one rattles in and out, hit the rim three times, wouldn't go down. Rebound ahead for Sydney. They trail 50-23. Palmateer tries to take it to the rack, and he's blocked out of there by Brett Charles. Rebound for Levi Green, and he's able to put it home. Levi Green, right place, right time, finishes it off. Walton quickly back up the floor. Tommy McGuire finds Mirabal at the top of the key. Mirabal, chest pass for Brett Charles. Now back for Mirabal. And he'll reverse it again for Charles on the left side of the floor as Walton goes right to left. Back for Mirabal. Now for McGuire. McGuire on the baseline will work it down low for Ethan Wood. Up off the glass and good. The kiss is good there for Ethan Wood. And Walton leads 52-25 with 3:25 to go in the third quarter. Graveling across the Warriors logo at midcourt. We'll work one back for Palmateer. Palmateer right side. Little give and go. Now finds Graveling. Left side of the floor. On the baseline for a sprinting Levi Green. Green back for Palmateer. Now back for Green. Goes to Graveling at the left baseline. Back out Palmateer. Straight away three in and out. Rebound for Matthews. Couldn't get there in time. And here comes Dylan Jacob. Jacob fakes the pass, takes it to the rim, and puts it in. Dylan Jacob with 14. That was a great fake. And he puts it home to make it 55-25. Now we'll have a foul on the left side of the floor as Levi Green gets tied up here with Tommy McGuire. Foul will be, let's see who they're going to call this one on. McGuire is going to go to the bench, as well as Jose Mirabal and Ethan Wood. They're going to call that one not on McGuire, but on Ethan Wood, his third, team's third. And so Walton goes to the bench. Sydney keeps the basketball after the foul. A shot from Palmateer is off the mark. And coming up with the rebound is the Walton Warriors, Kyle Wright. So 2:40 to go, third quarter. Here's Dylan Jacobs, straight away three, left it short. Rebound for Levi Green. He's playing his heart out here in the second half. Green finds Palmateer. Reversing it far side for Mikey Graveling. Give and go back to Green. In the paint, the jumper no good. Matthews is there to clean it up. Second chance won't go. Sydney keeps the possession alive. Back out for Green for three. Again, not enough air under that one. Hit the side of the rim and wouldn't go down. Last touch by Walton. Out of bounds. Will stay possession with Sydney. 2:15 to go in the third. Walton leads 55-25. Warriors get it in, Sydney that is, as they go left to right. They're in the maroon with the white trim. Levi Green, now for John Palmateer at the top of the key. Palmateer for Graveling, little give and go back to Palmateer. 20 on the shot clock. Sydney trying to be patient on offense. Look for something open. Levi Green, left side in front of the Sydney bench now for Graveling in the corner. Graveling has the ball, works it down low left. Base, left low block on the baseline there for Matt Hoskins. Lost it. Dylan Jacob in transition. Tries to dish one off here for Vesterfelt. Back out top and taken here by Sydney. Here is Mikey Graveling. Stops. And the layup won't go down. Rebound for Palmateer in the land of the trees. Lost it out of bounds. And it stays with Sydney. So a little end-to-end action here between the Warriors and the Warriors. With a minute and a half to go in the third. Sydney will look to get it in. Here is Mikey Graveling with a lob up to Palmateer. Back into the corner for Graveling. He fires the three ball. It won't go down. Rebound for Dylan Jacob. And Jacob is off to the races across midcourt. Tries to lob one into the corner there for Kyle Wright, but it was poked out of bounds by Sydney's Levi Green. Sydney's going to go to the bench. Glenn Rogers will check in. And John Palmateer will go to the bench. So the junior, Glenn Rogers, looking to pick up some minutes here for Sydney. Walton with the basketball. Again, Walton leading Sydney. 55-25 here tonight. Stolen away, though, by Matt Hoskins after a pass to the interior by Cody Ray. So Walton has the ball. Left side of the floor for Matthews. Tries to feed it to Glenn Rogers off his fingertips and out of bounds. Valiant effort to try to save it there by Rogers. But it rolls out, and Walton will get it back. Matt Hoskins to the bench. And Sydney will bring in Brandon Kane. So a few different guys getting some early looks here tonight for Sydney. As we hit a minute to go in the third quarter. I'm Nate Lowe. Thanks for listening in tonight on WCDO. We appreciate you tuning in tonight. Walton taking their time here in the third quarter. They'll fire up another three ball on the left wing side for Kyle Wright. Can't get it to go. Sidney in transition. Lost it, though. Dylan Jacob with another steal. Ahead for Vesterfelt. He puts on the brakes, wants to set up the offense. Goes into the corner now for Cody Ray for a three. This one is off the mark. Cody Ray, the big football tight end, fires up that three, and it won't go down. Here's Liam Matthews, left side of the floor. It's up the offense with 25 seconds to go, third quarter. Our score, the Walton boys leading 55-25. Interior pass for Glenn Rogers, back out for Gravelin. Sidney going left to right. They'll work it for Levi Green. Green, back to the top of the key for Gravelin. He wants a three. Shoots that one up, but it won't go. Sidney keeps it alive on the rebound. 5 seconds left. Levi Green for three. That's an air ball. Rebound for Dylan Jacob. A half-court shot for Dylan Jacob. Off the back of the rim and no good. Our score with three quarters in the books. Walton 55, Sidney 25. We'll be back on WCDO. Fourth quarter coming up.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
When it comes to that brand new car, we'll make sure you get the loan terms you need without a lot of driving in circles. So if you want a car loan and not the runaround, tell your dealer to finance it through SFCU. You'll get the keys to the car you've been dreaming about. SFCU Banking. Easier. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA. Visit us online for membership and loans at sfcuonline.org.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Start of the fourth quarter here in Walton, folks. I'm Nate Lowe on WCDO tonight. Much different game than we expected as the Walton Warriors came out hot, pulled away from Sidney early, and they have been in control of this one. They lead 55-25 as we start the fourth quarter. 8 minutes to go here in Walton. Sidney with the basketball, and some reserves are getting some time here tonight for the Warriors. They'll pass down low. This is Glenn Rogers finding Liam Matthews, who lays it up and in. Matthews with 12 points. He's really been consistent tonight for the most part, but Sidney hasn't got a ton of other contributions like they normally do. Here is Cody Ray, left side of the floor. Walton going right to left on your radio dial. Isaac Vesterfelt from NBA range can't get the shot to go. And we will have a foul on Vesterfelt, who was chasing after that rebound. Levi Green had good position on the box out. And so the foul was on Vesterfelt as he was going for the rim. 7:20 to go in the fourth quarter. It is Walton leading Sidney 55-27. Left side of the floor now for Levi Green. Now for Glenn Rogers. Sidney setting up offense. Back for Gravelin. Three-point arc extended. Goes to the far side looking for Matthews. Now for Glenn Rogers in the corner. Back for Matthews. Feeds it to the interior. Here for Brandon Kane. Baseline move for Kane. Tries a bounce pass off the foot there of Walton's Morgan Condon. And out of bounds with 6:50 to go in the fourth quarter. It is 55-27. Walton boys leading Sidney. So it's a pretty good crowd here tonight in Walton, but it has been quiet since the early going because Walton has pulled away and just been in control of this game. It's been very surprising. Sidney will look to get the ball in on the baseline with Gravelin. Finds Levi Green. Green back to Gravelin. Works one back out. Glenn Rogers, the pull-up jumper is good for Glenn Rogers off the bench, making a nice contribution. And it's 55-28. Sidney still trying to full-court press. Walton will beat this one, and they'll get to midcourt. Warriors with the ball, the Walton Warriors, I should say, in this battle of Warriors tonight, Sidney and Walton. Right side of the floor now here for Lucas Wally, who's in the game. Wally will have the basketball right side, passes it to the interior for Cody Ray. Now back out for Vesterfelt. He fires up a shot. It won't go. Condon with the rebound, knocked out of bounds. And a foul will be here on Sidney on a hold on the way up with 6:15 to go. And so Walton will inbound the basketball on the baseline. with Morgan Condon for Cody Ray. Back for Vesterfelt. Wants to split two defenders. Passes down low for Cody Ray. His right-handed layup won't go. A foul on Walton on the rebound after the miss by Cody Ray. As we come up on 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, it is Walton leading 55-29. Foul is going to be on Vesterfelt, his second, team's fourth. So Liam Matthews will inbound the basketball and find Levi Green. Matthews is the only starter still in the game, as Sydney will bring in Nick Gravel as well. Here is Rogers finding Liam Matthews, wants to take it to the rim, can't get it to go. Rebound underneath, back out Levi Green. Left side for three off the mark and no good. Rebound, though, for Morgan Condon, and Walton will sprint back up the floor. Left side here, and bowling his way through the lane is Kyle Wright. That'll be a charge. Nice job by Glenn Rogers to set his feet and absorb the contact there, as that was a bull in the china shop. Kyle Wright put his shoulder down and said, no one's going to stop me on my way to the rim. And a good job by Sydney to take that charge. You got to do that sometimes. 5.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Walton boys leading Sydney 55-29. I'm Nate Lull tonight on WCDO. Sydney works it to the interior. Here's Matthews, lays it up and in. Matthews with 14 points. He leads the way for Sydney. Nobody else in double figures for the Sydney Warriors tonight. 5:10 to go here in the fourth. Walton leads 55-31. WCS with the ball on the baseline. And this is Lucas Wally. He lost it out of bounds. Fun fact about Lucas Wally here. The Walton school does, they stream the games on YouTube. So they did the girls game before this. They're doing the guys game right now. He was the color commentator during the girls game. So a young broadcaster on our hands. He was doing the game with Ron Golly, who, of course, has been with WDLA for years, just announced his retirement this winter. But he's still doing the games here for the Walton school on their YouTube channel. So it's really cool. You can go on the Walton School YouTube channel, watch the games, listen to Ron, and if it's a game that Lucas can do, he does color. So it's really cool. We've had a couple of chats about broadcasting and everything, so it's been pretty fun. And nice to see him in the game here with 4:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Walton has the ball. They lead 55-31. Pass down low for Condon off the glass, and good. Morgan Condon with 9 points off the bench for Walton. And Walton leads 57-31 over the Sydney boys here tonight at Walton Central. Right side of the floor, here's Gravel with a pull-up jumper. That's off the mark. Rebound for Vesterfelt, who has really brought some energy off the bench, just with a little spring in his step here. Walton has looked very motivated tonight. I'm sure that loss on UV really, really stung for the weekend, and they wanted to get back at it. Cody Ray back for Kyle Wright, left side of the floor. They'll reverse it here for Wally. Into the corner for Condon. Pump fakes, gets around his man. 10 on the shot clock. So we come up on 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Walton with the basketball. They go down low for Cody Ray. He's fouled and will go to the line. Couldn't get the shot to go, but he'll shoot two. With 4:03 to go in the fourth quarter, this will be Cody Ray to the line. The junior wearing number 20 will settle in to shoot two here. That foul was on Sydney's Brandon Kane, his first, team's fifth. First shot for Cody Ray is up and good. And Walton's going to continue to go to the bench. Everybody except Cody Ray will come off. Actually, Wally's going to stay on. So coming in will be Dakota Lane, as well as Brendan McCormick and Max Jacobs are all in now for the Walton Warriors. Cody Ray's second shot is good. So Cody Ray goes 2 for 2. Walton's also going to bring in Noah Aubin. So everybody's going to play in this contest here tonight for the Walton Warriors. 4 minutes to go, fourth quarter. 55-31 is the score. Walton is on top of the Sydney boys. It has not been a great night here for the Sydney Warriors on the road. It is now a steal by Walton. And Nick Gravel is going to be whistled for the foul. That was Brendan McCormick with the steal. And then he got hit on the arm there as he tried to take off down on the floor. 3:50 to go, fourth quarter, 55-31 the score. Shot from the outside here for Wally is good. Lucas Wally from downtown makes it 62-31 with 3:40 to go in the fourth quarter. Left side of the floor now for Levi Green. Sydney, despite not playing their best tonight, they've had a lot of good effort. A lot of these guys off the bench have played well, and there's certainly not been any lack of hustle or heart here tonight. It's just one of those nights where
you know, your shots don't fall, you get behind early, and you can't get back in the ball game. 3.5 to go in the fourth. It is Walton leading the Sydney boys here at Walton Central, 62-31. Don't forget, we'll have our post-game show coming up after this as well. We'll give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. Straightaway shot here at the end of the shot clock for Sydney is no good. A rebound for Leah Matthews. Lucas Wally with a steal right in front of the broadcast position here at midcourt. And so Leah Matthews will get the foul, and that will be his third, team's seventh, with 3:05 to go in the fourth quarter. It's 62-31, Walton on top of Sydney, and Lucas Wally will go to the line. Another fun fact about Lucas is he's also done the General Clinton Canoe Regatta. First shot is up and good here for Wally. I think he's done it twice. I would have to fact check that, but I think he's done it twice. And the other player on the court is Matt Hoskins that has done the General Clinton Canoe Regatta. So we got two paddlers out here on the floor tonight. As Lucas Wally goes 2 for 2, he's got 5 points. 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. It is 64-31, and Sydney will throw this one away. Levi Green with a too-tall pass there for Glenn Rogers. Rolls out of bounds, and the ball back to Walton here. That's pretty cool. How many times in a high school game you can say you've had two guys who have paddled the 70 on the floor? Lucas Wally takes it down low. He is blocked by Leah Matthews. Matthews wants to go coast to coast, tries to lay it up and in, won't go. Rebound for Dakota Lane, and the Walton Warriors will work it back up on the right side. Lucas Wally in the corner, dials up a three-pointer now, left it short. And Matthews with a rebound. So Matthews is the only starter that stayed in this whole time. Works one into the corner now for Glenn Rogers. Lost it. Walton will come away with 2.5 to go. Back out for Max Jacobs. Jacobs at the top of the key. Little 2-3 zone here for Sydney. Walton will get it into the corner. They fire up a shot there. It won't go down. Matthews with the rebound, but he is fouled from behind by Dakota Lane. And so that will be the 7th team foul against Walton, the first, on Dakota Lane. And so Leah Matthews will head to the line. He has 14 points to lead Sydney. Really balanced scoring on the other side for Walton. 14 for Dylan Jacob, 12 for Tommy McGuire, and then 9 apiece for Morgan Condon, Brett Charles, and for Jose Maribal. That's great if you're a Walton Warriors fan. Matthews can't get the first foul shot to go on the 1-1. Rebound for Walton. Quickly back up the floor they come. Here's Max Jacobs. Chest pass to the far side for Brendan McCormick. McCormick back for Jacobs as we're in the final 2 minutes of the fourth quarter here. Now a steal by Sydney. Levi Green has a chance to go coast to coast. Wants to lay it up. Can't get it to go, but he's fouled with a minute 54 to go. Again, stay tuned on Wednesday. We should have a great game coming up as the BG girls host Unitigo. That's Wednesday night down in Bainbridge, 7:15. Tip off, and about a 7 or 7.05 start for our Butler Auto pregame show. As Levi Green's first shot is good, he has 6 points from the foul line, so that should be a great girls' game. And I would suggest if you go out and see one game this year, that might be the game to go out and see. Leah Matthews will get the rebound here off the miss from Levi Green. Can't get the shot to go. And Walton will finally come away with the basketball. Back up the floor they come. Here is Max Jacobs. So, yeah, that game on Wednesday should be a very good one, should be very competitive. And two legendary coaches going toe-to-toe, Bob Conway for BG and, of course, Bob Z from Unitigo. They had a lot of long-time matchups back, you know, when G was playing Oneonta all the time in the Sus. A lot of great matchups over the years, early 90s, or I should say, you know, late 90s. They both had very good teams. And so Glenn Rogers will step to the line here for Sydney. He just got a rebound and was fouled on the other end of the floor as he got a defensive rebound. So Rogers to the line. First shot is up and good. So Glenn Rogers now with 3 points for the Sydney Warriors. Walton boys lead 64-33 with a minute and a half to go. Second shot coming for Rogers. Too short on that one. And a rebound for Walton. So the Walton girls won earlier tonight, 59-38, and the Walton boys are going to put the icing on the cake here in just a minute. against the Sydney boys. So it'll be a sweep of the doubleheader here tonight for Walton over Sydney at Walton Central. Max Jacobs with the ball in the corner, lost it, but it was last touched by Glenn Rogers. Ball out of bounds, so Walton will hold on with a minute 14 to go in the fourth quarter. You want to stay tuned tonight on Twitter later at WCDOsports.com. We'll have all the local games, scores, and stats for you from around the three-county area. Brendan McCormick takes it to the rim. And a little floater on the left baseline is good. Sydney tries a long home run pass ahead for Glenn Rogers. Slips through his hands and out of bounds. Ball goes back to Walton as they lead 66-33 with 50 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Walton back up the floor. Here's McCormick for a three. Too strong. Rebound for Leah Matthews. Matthews will work it up the floor. He has 14 points. Bounce pass into the corner now for Glenn Rogers. Back out Brandon Kane for a three. Rattles in and out. Matthews, the rebound, puts it up. He's fouled. With 36 seconds left, Leah Matthews will head to the line. And so Sydney will have to really find a way to reload now. This is going to hurt their playoff chances, at least a chance of getting into the top four. But they have another big game coming up on Thursday, a game we'll have on WCDO as Matthews makes the first shot. We will have Sydney hosting the UV Boys. Unadilla Valley comes to Sydney on Thursday for a 7:15 tip-off. Second shot for Matthews is no good, so we'll have that for you on Thursday. That's our three radio games this week. Tonight, and then Wednesday is the Unitigo girls in BG. And then on Thursday, it'll be the Sydney boys hosting UV. So a fun week ahead. And this time of year, you never know. This is where really anything can happen in the league schedule and teams start to separate themselves. 22 seconds left. There's a kick on the floor as Walton kicks the ball on defense as Sydney brings it up. So shot clock is off. 20 seconds left. Sydney with the inbounds pass here for Brandon Kane. Kane in the corner wants the three ball. The big fella takes it. Won't go. Rebound here for Noah Aubin off his fingertips. No, they'll say it was last touched by Sydney's Nick Gravel. And so Walton will walk it up the floor one last time with 10 seconds left. Walton is going to win this contest here tonight over the Sydney Warriors 66-34. Post-game show coming up. We'll give out our three awards and wrap this up on WCDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count, and at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you on WCDO as our final score, 66-34. The Walton boys defeat the Sydney boys here tonight. Let's go through our scoring summary. First, Dylan Jacob with 14 points for Walton. Tommy McGuire with 12. Brett Charles, Morgan Condon, and Jose Maribal all with 9 points apiece. Lucas Wiley with 5. Ethan Wood with 4. And then Cody Ray with 2 and Brendan McCormick with 2 here for Walton. On the other side for Sydney, 15 points, Leah Matthews, 6 for Levi Green, 5 for Ryan Harris, 3 for Glenn Rogers, 3 for Mikey Gravelin, and 2 for Matt Hoskins. We'll take one more break. We'll come back. Then we'll do our 3 awards here tonight for offense, defense, and all-purpose. Again, our final score, 66-34. Walton defeats Sidney Boys here tonight. We'll be right back to wrap it up on CDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sidney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sidney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sidney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all your financial needs. And make sure to visit our new loan office in Sidney, too. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
Patriot Masonry of Otigo is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WCDO. Patriot Masonry can handle any job, big or small, commercial, industrial, or residential, and they're your local stamped concrete specialist. Beautiful indoor or outdoor fireplaces, patios, brickwork, stairs, floors, or countertops. They can do it all. Call 287-0709. That's 287-0709. Or visit online at patriotmasonry.net. That's patriotmasonry.net. Patriot Masonry. Call 287-0709.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sidney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back one last time here to Walton tonight. Our final score, the Walton boys defeating Sidney 66-33 here tonight. Time to get into our three awards. First, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served their area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Would like to give that award tonight. Let's see, to Dylan Jacob, 14 points. I thought he was tremendous tonight. So Dylan Jacob, there he is, speak of the devil, with 14 points. Comes over, oh, he's giving me some extra stats. I like this guy. I like it. So he's going to get our offensive award tonight, brought to you by NBT Bank. And the other stats include 9 rebounds and 9 assists for Dylan Jacob. So he could have got any one of our awards tonight. That's awesome. The other stats he passed along were that Brett Charles had 5 rebounds and 3 blocks. Very cool. So Dylan Jacob, nice of him to bring those over tonight. He is our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner. Next up, the Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Mirabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Mirabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. We'll give that award tonight to Liam Matthews, 15 points. I thought he did a nice job tonight here for the Sidney boys. 15 points. He played the entire contest, was kind of the leader out there. We'll give him our Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award tonight. Finally, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO of Sidney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. I want to give that to Tommy McGuire tonight, 12 points from Walton. it was those three-pointers that really created the separation early in the game. He hit back-to-back-to-back threes, and I thought that was the difference and just sent Walton into a different onto a different level tonight. So Tommy McGuire, our Echo Brands All-Purpose Award winner. We'll be back on the air on, let's see, Wednesday, BG Girls hosting Unitigo. You'll want to tune in for that at 7:15 for the tip-off, about a 7 o'clock Butler Auto pregame show there. Our final score tonight, 66-34, Walton boys defeat Sydney. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in our WCDO studios. Have a great night. We'll see you on Wednesday on CDO Sports.
Great music, informative news, and local information. Your Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO. AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.